Welcome to the And She Did It podcast. Come for accountability and mindset growth. Stay for the community. Hosted by three former 9-to-5ers turned entrepreneur dreamers, Andrea Hansen, Brittany Williams, and Candace Dudley, the founders of the Align Business Collective. To stay in the know about the opportunities we are hosting, head to the show notes to get on our mailing list. We're thrilled you're here. Let's dive in. All right. You may know that we've been collectively hosting retreats for a very, very long time. All three of us have experience in leading the actual retreat, but we also all have our beginning stories of attending the first retreat that we had the opportunity to be at. And I would love to peel back some layers and hear what was actually going on in your heads.
I was like, no, thanks. My first opportunity was February of 2019, I believe. It was a full body no. And it's not that I didn't want to go. I did. Pieces of me were like, I knew I needed to be there. But it was the uncomfortable piece of being in a space with people I don't know, not understanding the community I'm going to be connecting with, and really needing to go through some changes within myself to know that is a space that I wanted to be, because I had a lot of baggage from high school years and high school sleepovers, middle school sleepovers, and all the things, and not being with high vibe people, myself included. I'm not saying I was innocent, but there was a lot of stuff that was really hard to let myself go to that event. Instead, I just had FOMO because Candace went.
So that event was the first event that I went to. Andrea was actually hosting it, so we didn't have this ABC thing formed yet, but I knew that I wanted to be at that event. The prior 6 months before that, I had watched people on our network marketing team, our Beachbody team, travel to what is called Summit, and had extreme FOMO knowing that I wanted to be there. And so when this event came up and I saw it, I pushed it off for a number of days, probably even some weeks, being like, that's not something I do. So we're just going to brush it off. But I kept seeing it, kept feeling that desire to be there. And finally, when I entertained the thought and actually like let that be something that Candace wants to do, I gave myself permission to want that. Then it turns into, okay, who do I need to talk to about this? Well, I have children and I have a spouse, and this involved spending multiple nights away from the family. A cost was involved. A conversation was necessary with a spouse. And I think that holds up a lot of people, especially when we're talking about overnight things, because those types of retreats, we can all go spend a day. That's usually the price tag with that usually isn't a big deal. We can probably spend that kind of money without consulting someone, but usually an overnight thing, you hit this new level of commitment. You have to coordinate schedules. The price tag usually reflects that. And so there has to be a conversation. And I remember thinking, if this is so outside of my own box, it's definitely outside of my husband's box. So how is he going to respond when I bring this information to him? And how can I propose this? And I remember feeling stressed about it, worried that I don't know what he's going to say. I've never proposed this kind of thing before. So that unknown was definitely scary. He didn't really care though. So what ended up in my situation was I built this thing up, made up conversations in my head that just didn't happen. And he was like, yeah, great. Go take the time. So I went, definitely was uncomfortable. Definitely was nervous. I mean, I was getting in a car with someone in town that maybe I kind of knew on the internet, and I got in the car with her and a couple other ladies, drove up to the cities through a snowstorm, just knew I had to be there. And it was definitely an up-leveling experience, but those were the things that held me up, was this, the conversation with my significant other, and then the price, and just allowing myself to even consider something like that, even though I kept seeing the pictures and having the FOMO.
I kind of had a similar experience for my first retreat that I attended, which was actually being hosted in the mountains of Utah. I had to come up with the conversation and tell my husband, who is quadriplegic, by the way, so there's an added layer of planning and coordinating, making sure that he's going to be also have his physical needs taken care of while I'm away. I had a small child at the time, and I don't think I had really ever left them, just the two of them, alone at all during her lifetime until this point. But I knew I was supposed to be in the room. And so I had the scary husband talk as well, where I'm like, okay, so there's this thing. It's in Utah. I kind of want to go. It required, you know, some planning and strategic things. But that first experience where I had to navigate the airport all by myself, like a full-blown adult, mind you, I was in my 30s at the time. So I made it more of a big deal than it needed to be. But it was so invigorating to be like, I'm doing this. It changed the way that I saw myself, because here I am walking through the airport for a business retreat. And I'm like, who is this girl? And I had just left the classroom and I was on a leave of absence. And I'm like, I'm an entrepreneur now. Look at me on my business trip. And everything changed for me when I was in the actual room with dreamers and doers. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I want to talk about to piggyback on this is, once you actually got to that first retreat,
yeah,
what changed for you?
I got to back up one step and add this, because I think this is a hang up for a lot of people. When I was getting ready to have that conversation with my spouse, another thought I was having was, this is the first time since becoming a mom that I now am wanting to spend not only time, but money just on myself. That tied with, you know, newly working on my mindset, being very new to mindset work, had a lot of that selfish, that kind of talk of, you're selfish to want this. But I can see now the ripple effects after is that when you invest in your own self and you up-level your own self and you let yourself be in those rooms, that just magic is happening. Everything ripples out and goes back to your family.
Yeah.
It's not selfish. It's not. It's really hard to see that in the beginning though.
When I look back at my biggest objections, I feel like when I reported back to Andrea on why I wasn't going to attend her retreat, the easy answer is always saying, I don't have time and I don't have the money. Just the easiest thing. But that wasn't the case. It was really that I didn't know or trust or feel like I should be in that space yet.
Was it like a self-worth thing?
Now where I am, I could say, yes, it was not knowing my worthiness of it. But at the time, I wouldn't think I viewed myself of not being worthy for that. I think I was still in a place of good for them. That's not me, or that's not for me. I was still in this place where everyone else could do their wildest dreams, but not me. So my objection was, well, I don't have the time or the money right now. And that was just the easy answer, the easy no.
And I believe the official excuse was, it's my husband's
birthday. It's my husband's birthday.
And so I can't. I'm too busy.
It's the easy answer. Yeah.
Because, I mean, what am I going to do? Argue with you and say, Jeremy's birthday isn't important. You need to be there. Well, no, I'm not going to. Like, so that's the easy out of it, is there's no response to that other than acceptance. Also, it is something that you have to decide for yourself. We have a retreat coming up, and we're going to probably host multiple retreats depending on when you're listening to this. We might have an upcoming one, but we're never going to tell you and pressure you and say, you have to be there. It does have to be a place of, it's almost like a surrender. Oh my gosh, I need to follow my intuition and just be in the room, even though this makes no sense on paper.
I have full body chills when you say that. My actual first retreat was living and riding the wave of Candace coming out of Andrea's retreat. So Candace and I had joined forces and we were running our Beachbody accountability groups together. And she got back from that retreat and she was on this high.
I was like, Brittany, everybody needs this. Every single woman on the planet needs to go to these retreats and we need to host one so that more people can go to them.
And the seven in me is like, all right, I tried. Like, yeah, I don't know what she went through because I didn't trust myself enough to have that experience, but I trust my friend to tell me, everybody needs this. We need to do this. This is a thing. Let's go. And so many magical things have come out of the retreats that we've hosted. And it's so humbling to look back and see all of these little tiny baby steps forward got all of us where we are today. And if we would have never allowed ourselves that space to take that risk and to take that little leap, where would we be?
Okay, circling back to Andrea's question of what happens when you are in that space. Yeah. For me, I just started bawling as soon as the speaker started talking. I was like, I don't know. I don't cry. I don't know why these tears are falling out of my eyes, but they did not quit. And I couldn't tell you what the speakers were talking about. It was definitely not about that. I didn't know then at the time because I was like, I don't know why this is happening. They keep falling out. When I look back at it now, the belief that people had in that room in me, having not even really met me in person, just knowing me through virtual calls and social media, they believed without a doubt I could literally do anything I wanted to do. And yeah, I've been on sports teams and all these things throughout my life and college and everything. And while there is camaraderie there and there's some kind of belief there, this was next level to that. It was so overwhelming to be in a space where every single soul in the room knew how wildly capable and successful you could be, more so than you even knew yourself.
I would totally agree with that. I remember sitting at my first retreat, looking around the room, being like, this might be the first time that I'm in a space that I'm not worried about anyone judging an idea that I bring up. And everyone wants everyone to win. As women, growing up, middle school, high school, rough.
Yeah.
Really rough. You're thrown into a group just based on geographic location, not with intentionality of choosing the rooms that you get to be in like you get to as an adult. It was so eye-opening and emotional for me as well, because I had that same experience. Like, I'm looking around and everyone's looking at everyone with this just intense belief that we can all do this. And there is something spiritual that can only happen when you're in a room together. Zoom is great. Social media, great for surface level connection, but there is something otherworldly that happens when you're immersed with other people. And honestly, it's a cornerstone of all retreats that the three of us have ever hosted is a judgment-free zone. So yeah. A lot of our beginning retreats were based around our network marketing team, around exercise and eating well. So we have the disclaimer. As an example, you can choose to do your workouts every morning, or you can choose to skip them for these 3 days. No one is going to judge you. You can choose to drink alcohol. You can choose not to. No one's looking at you like, why is she doing that? Or why is she not doing that? It is such a safe, sacred, physical space that is so hard to put into words unless you've experienced it yourself.
It's an out-of-body experience. Being in a space where everyone is your cheerleader and everyone is your biggest fan, they are just fanning your flame because, like Candace said, they see you and they see you doing the things, but they don't know the stories that you're still dealing with in your own head. And it's funny when you share those stories or your hurdles of what you're experiencing on why you don't think you can get to the next level, and they're like, that's what? So dumb. Are you kidding me? Like, you know, in the nicest way possible, but letting you know that that is just such a silly place to be. And you can do that. You can do whatever you want. Okay, so I'm curious to know, what has been your biggest nugget or your biggest takeaway from attending a retreat?
The biggest one to date for me is leaving a retreat and turning in my leave request to officially leave teaching that next week. And that was big. To date, that is the most massive one, but I left it with such clarity and knew with my whole being that even though I did not know what was next, because those doors were not opening and I was wishing for 3 years that a door would open and that would be what's next. And that's how I would know I'm leaving teaching for this. That never happened. And when I left that particular retreat, I knew that that wasn't going to happen. I wasn't going to get to know that in my case. And I think it's true for a lot of people, even though we want that control. But I knew that I needed to go turn it in. And I knew that something would then come. And I just trusted that I would figure it out and I would know what's next, but it had to happen now. Otherwise, I was just going to keep living this passive life and I'm going to be in the same spot I was last year. And I knew I didn't want that.
For me, every single retreat that I've either attended or hosted, every single one, I gain more clarity on the direction of my life. It's like it peels back a layer for me to reveal more of my authenticity and my calling in life. It shines a magnifying glass on the area that I need to lean into and grow into. And that does not happen alone while I'm journaling, watching some training on my laptop. That happens with community. That's the only place for me that it happens. So in-person events are magic to me, which is why I will continue to attend them and also host them, because I know the power that they have.
The other thing, it's like, when do you get the opportunity to sit and be grounded and be with high vibe people for multiple days in a row to work on your dreams? That is something that does not happen in a day-to-day life. Like, you are caught up in your life, right? And so to have that is insane.
I think now would be a good time for you to have a gut check and say, 5 years from now, would you regret not following this nudge that you might be having right now to do something big? It might not even be our retreat. It might be something specific within your own business that you have been feeling a nudge towards. The ripple ripple effects that can happen from just making that conscious shift to be like, I belong in this, like stepping into the next version of myself, whatever that is. I mean, just a tiny shift changes the direction of a plane where it lands. So make that decision right now while you're listening that things are going to be different the minute you turn this podcast off.
I mean, like Andrea said, every retreat, there's some nugget of magic that just so much clearer on what is next. But my biggest one was the end of 2019. I came home from that retreat and I told my husband we were selling what we thought was our dream home to essentially start all over. When we bought that house and where we were at that point had drastically changed so much. And because of that home, because of that mortgage, because of that location, it was holding us back from living the life that we knew was next for us. And so we looked at this shitty little fixer-upper. My husband doesn't have the vision that I have. So I had to sell this bad boy and sell this vision to him. But I remember standing in what is his office now. And I'm just like, but just think about this. Like, we can travel. We want to spend winters in a warmer place a couple months out of the year, you know? So I'm like, we'll have it paid off in 5 years. And think about, like, we will be in somewhere warm and just like selling this vision. And to be here now, I've left my job 2 years sooner than I thought I would. I laughed because I was just counting up the amount of travel we've done in the last few months. And I would have needed over 200 hours of vacation to do the travel and cover the travel that we've done. And we just booked a place in Florida for this winter. So it's just one of those things where, like, I just knew after having that quiet time at that retreat that that was the next thing we needed to do. And here we are these years later. And it's just like, whoa.
So if you do attend one, buckle up.
Hey, thanks for listening. We'd love for you to give yourself a pat on the back. You get one life, and spending time on yourself in any way, including listening to our podcast, is a big deal. Keep following those nudges and doing the scary things, and one day you'll be saying, "And she did it too." Finally, we'd love it if you could leave a quick review and share this episode with a friend. Talk soon.